The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to your weekly dose of heart and soul, reflections on passion, purpose, and perseverance with your host, Jory Fisher. Jory and her guests will inspire you to discern your life's purpose and make a positive difference in the world around you. Now, here's Jory Fisher.
Hello and welcome to Heart and Soul. I'm Jory Fisher, your host, and joining us today, December 16th, 2009, is Shane Phillips, co-founder and board chair of the Children's Grief Education Association in Denver, Colorado. Shane, would you like to say hello to our listeners today?
Good morning, everyone. And Jory, thank you so much for having me today. I'm excited to share a little bit with your guests and excited to visit with you.
Oh, this will be wonderful. Thank you, Shane. Right now, I want to thank Voice America for the opportunity to host this show on the Internet's number one talk station. And thank my listeners for tuning in to another edition of Heart and Soul, Reflections on Purpose, Passion, and Perseverance. Would you please email me at jory@joryfishercoaching.com if you or someone you know would like to advertise your business or cause on Heart and Soul. Voice America would be happy to customize a package for you that would fit your advertising needs and get your message out to thousands of listeners. So why am I doing a show on purpose, passion, and perseverance? Number one, because I want you to be encouraged by people who are purposefully doing their part to make a meaningful difference in the lives of others. Number two, because I want to assure each of you that you have a unique and special reason for being on this earth. And number three, because of my life purpose, which is to shepherd seekers who hunger and thirst to find, follow, and fulfill their divine calling, so they may faithfully serve others with confidence, integrity, passion, courage, and joy. And right now, it is my privilege to introduce you to Shane Phillips, devoted husband of Valerie and proud father of Aiden and Alisa, Andrew and Audrey. Shane, you have such a beautiful family as well as a highly successful career. Would you please tell us just a little bit about your wife, children, and community?
Well, thank you, Jory. I'm, again, real excited to be here with you today. I have been privileged to be married to my wife, Valerie, for almost 10 years now. We're going into our 10th year, and it's been a lot of fun. And as you listed off there, we've had four kids in 10 years, and they're just the light of my life. Andrew's 8 years old. He's a second grader. Annalisa's six. She's a first grader. Eden is five and will be going into kindergarten in June. And Audrey is our baby. She's two, but she's going on about 10. And she's just a lot of fun. We live in Highlands Ranch, Colorado, which is a suburb of Denver, and it's a wonderful place to raise a family. And we've just been blessed to have developed so many great relationships with folks at our church and at our school. And if any of your listeners have ever thought about a place that they might want to live, Colorado is definitely that place. It's wonderful here.
It is gorgeous. Well, I know that you and your wife, Valerie, are very involved in your children's school. So can you say a little bit about that?
Yeah, our kids attend Summit View Elementary in Douglas County. And in fact, my wife is there working this morning in Andrew's class, and it's a great school, a lot of parental involvement. The principal is really focused on helping kids become critical thinkers, which I think is a great skill set. And just overall, Douglas County is just such a great school system, so we're very lucky to have the kids there. And then Aiden is at a Christian preschool, and then Audrey will be there next year when she starts going to preschool. And we attend St. Francis Cabrini Catholic Church in Littleton. It's a wonderful parish with an excellent youth program. And as our kids get older, we hope to be able to be involved a little bit more in the youth program, particularly in high school when they're in such a formative stage of their life.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. Well, I know you're involved over at your son's school as well. I believe it's Andrew's school, but I know you were thinking
right.
of getting something started.
Yeah, actually, next year I'm taking over a dad's club. The kind of the focus of the dad's club is to get more dads involved. You know, often it's the moms that are involved in the activities at school, but we're going to be planning a service project to do in the spring for the school, as well as have periodic lunches where the dads are all invited to come and have lunch in the cafeteria and be with their kids and get to know each other a little better. And then I'm hoping also to have a speaker come in that can come in and talk to dads a little bit about raising kids in this day and era of technology and the internet. And there's so much more that we need to be aware of that, you know, 20 years ago, parents didn't have to think about. And so my hope is to just get dads more engaged, you know, see how we can just, you know, further grow the school and the relationships with our kids. I mean, it dawned on me with my four kids that, you know, they're really just with us for such a short amount of time. And you know that, Jory, you've got kids in college and soon to be
right.
in college and just accepted to school. So it's amazing how quick it goes.
I know. I was warned that when my children were babies. And at the time, I'm like, oh, no, it won't go that quickly, will it? And sure enough, absolutely. So I think that's great that you are so involved. Clearly, your family, your community, your church are just so important to you, Shane. Would you tell us a little bit now about your career? You have just had an amazing, amazing career. So can you tell us a little bit, maybe tell us how you got to where you are today, how you got started?
Well, you're kind to say that. I don't know how amazing it's been, but I started out as an intern. I went to the University of Denver had an opportunity to join Cherry Creek Mortgage Company as an intern. A good friend of mine, Will Armstrong, and his father, former Senator Bill Armstrong, happened to purchase Cherry Creek Mortgage, and it was a small company at the time. I knew Will from high school, and he ended up in Denver, and I ended up here going to college, and I had to find an internship, and so I called him up and asked him if I could be a part of that. And I got a job as an intern in a mortgage company. I couldn't even spell mortgage. And I didn't know what a mortgage was. You know, I'd never owned a home. But I literally, you know, started in the mailroom and did, you know, everything from, you know, helping put computers together to copying documents and started to learn about the mortgage business. And then subsequently, when I graduated from DU, was able to secure a position in the marketing department, helping Cherry Creek market their services to clients. And from there, I moved into loan origination, which was really my calling, to work with people. And probably what I'm still most passionate about today is to be able to work with a family. You know, I guess I should back up. You know, the mortgage industry has been so maligned in the media and has kind of been the whipping boy for a lot of the problems that our economy has faced. And there were certainly scoundrels, both individuals and large companies and banks. But as a whole, the mortgage industry really helped fuel the engine of our economy for the last 10 or 20 years. And so I found a calling working with families and loved helping people buy their first house, loved helping them save money, and just really enjoyed the friendships. In fact, a lot of the friendships I've made that are good personal friends. They start out as clients first. So I worked
at
Cherry Creek and then left and started my own mortgage company. And did that right before the bottom fell out of the credit markets, but was fortunate to be able to take what I had started and moved it inside of First Western Trust Bank, which is my current employer, and still able to serve all my clients as well as the bank's clients today.
What a blessing. Well, Shana, I know you've earned several awards along the way. Would you mind mentioning to us just a couple of them? I know you're a very humble person, but I'd like people to see just how successful you truly have been.
At Cherry Creek, I was actually a top 10 producer nationally for several years in a row. And then the Denver Business Journal recognized me as in 2005 as one of Denver's 40 under 40 up-and-coming business people that were involved with the community. And I also received an award from the Colorado State Legislature for my political involvement in helping both sides of the aisle with some stuff that we're going to talk about just in a few minutes.
Well, that's great. What would you say has been your biggest motivation or inspiration for going into the work? You said that you enjoy helping people. Is there anything else besides that?
You know, you mean as far as just helping people with mortgages?
The financial, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, the American dream is, or has been to date, to own a home. And, you know, there are so many studies that show that a good, solid home, and I don't mean the structure itself, but the foundation of the home is what the family is built on. And so when I think about that, when I have, you know, a new family that's going to purchase a home and being able to help them get into that home and get into the right loan and, you know, make it something that's affordable, I know that I'm at least contributing to them getting their family started. So, I mean, I think that's what really motivates me, and doing it honestly and ethically and, you know, being compensated fairly to do it, but knowing that people can really turn to me and trust me, that they know that they're going to get a good deal. I mean, I think that that's why I was given the skill set I was given.
Well, that's great, Shane. Well, listeners, we need to take a quick break right now, but when we come back, we're going to discuss how I came to know Shane Phillips when he was in middle school in McLean, Virginia, as well as what happened to him at age 16 that would change his life forever. This is your host, Jory Fisher, broadcasting from Lynchburg, Virginia, and my guest, Shane Phillips, speaking to us from Denver, Colorado. You're listening to Heart and Soul on the Voice America Variety Channel. Stay tuned.
Ask the experts. Call toll-free right now, 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your question. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Do you long to make a difference in the lives of others? Do you feel called to something different but don't know what? If you're feeling discouraged and off purpose, consider Jory Fisher and Associates. Jory is a certified life and career coach who's trained in Tim Kelly's True Purpose Process. Her clients are professional men and women who seek meaningful work opportunities that will allow them to support their family, maintain a healthy lifestyle, and make the difference they're designed to make. Jory would love to help you find, follow, and fulfill your divine calling so that you may faithfully serve others with confidence, integrity, passion, and joy. She can help you discern your true purpose and discover how you're meant to fulfill that purpose in the marketplace. Imagine the joy and confidence you'd have knowing that you're doing what you're specifically designed to do. For more information, visit JoryFisher.com or send an email to Jory@JoryFisherCoaching.com. Jory offers specialized coaching to women, clergy, and legal professionals, so visit JoryFisher.com today.
Tune into a program that's all about empowerment and human potential. It's all about navigating your life. In fact, that is the name of the program. Tune in every Monday morning for the Navigating Your Life Show with host Dr. Nathaniel J. Williams. Each week we'll discuss a range of topics to help you with the challenges facing us every day. The information given can be implemented immediately and may change your life forever. The Navigating Your Life Show is broadcast live Mondays at 10 a.m. Eastern Time and 7 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Variety Channel.
If you can't put down a good mystery novel, you'll want to check out Mystery Matters with Fran Stewart. Each week, you'll hear from the top mystery writers of our time. From suspense thrillers to forensics, you'll explore all of the categories that make a great mystery work. Not only will we discuss the secrets of the story, but we'll go behind the novel to sort out all of the pieces of the puzzle. Broadcast live each Friday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America. Mystery Matters, where murder is an open book.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com. Listening to Heart and Soul, created and hosted by Jory Fisher. To participate in today's program, call us at 1-866-472-5788. Again, that's 1-866-472-5788. If you wish, you may also send an email to Jory@JoryFisherCoaching.com. Now, back to Heart and Soul, reflections on passion, purpose, and perseverance.
Welcome back to Heart and Soul on the Voice America Variety Channel. We've been speaking with financial specialist Shane Phillips about his dedication to his career and his great love for his family. But now I want to take you back to another chapter in his life. I came to know Shane back in the 1980s when our families lived in McLean, Virginia. He and his adorable sister Mindy lived with his parents two doors up from where I shared a home with my husband Phil Beeson, our infant daughter Rebecca, and my parents Jim and Joellen Hingson. When we were away, Shane was the boy we'd hire to watch after our dogs and cats, our lawn, our horses and ponies. But then life soon changed for all of us, and Shane, I'm wondering if you would please tell our listeners now what happened in your life.
Yeah, absolutely, Jory. Sitting here, I'm thinking back to before things changed, and I just have to tell everybody, your dad was one of the most amazing people I'd ever met. Jory's dad, for those of you that don't know Jory, was Captain Hingson, and he was a career Navy man. And he was in his 70s, I guess. Would that be right, Jory,
mm-hmm.
when I first met
him? Probably,
Navy,
I think
right?
so.
And I used to, go sit on the back patio with him, and he'd tell me all sorts mm-hmm. of tall tales about his time in the Navy, and boy, he could tell a story. And that's probably what kind of led me to our paths crossing more in depth. I guess I'll just kind of go from the top. My parents were really passionate about my sister and I being exposed to other cultures, and I was studying German in high school, and my father had an acquaintance that was with the German military. And he really wanted me to go to Germany to be an exchange student, and I kind of fought it. I was kind of typical high schooler. I wanted to, mm-hmm. Date girls and play football and stay in Virginia. But nonetheless, my parents prevailed, and little did I know that would have a significant impact on my life. In the summer of 1989, it was actually July 5th to be precise, I left Washington, D.C., to go be an exchange student in Germany with the Vorink family. And I had been there for just shy of a month, and I was actually on vacation with the Vorinks in the Mediterranean when we got an urgent message that I had to call home. And that message, I subsequently found out, was because my parents and sister were killed in a small plane crash one Sunday evening on their way back from Ocean City, New Jersey. And so my life really changed. Standing in the bathroom of a in a harbor, we were on a sailboat on the island of Corsica, and that's where there was a payphone. This was before cell phones were, you know, real popular. So I used a payphone and I called my grandmother and found out that they had been killed. And so I subsequently returned to the U.S. and my family was buried in Denver, and but I was focused on going back to my high school. I knew I couldn't go back to Germany, but I wanted to go back to Langley High School and finish up. And so I, at that point, you know, there's just a lot of things were going through my mind. I mean, you know, I lost the three most important people to me. My family, that being my grandparents and aunts and uncles, wanted me to be in Colorado with them, and but I chose to stay in Virginia, and first lived with a family that they were good people. They just, it wasn't the right mix, and we had some clashes. I lived with them for about 2 months, and
say how
you know,
you
Jory, what happened next. I showed up on your doorstep at 10 o'clock. I think it was on a Thursday night. I had my dog Kessie, was a German Shepherd that my sister and I got as a gift from our parents one Christmas. Showed up on your doorstep and asked if I could sleep on your couch. And that's how you and I really became connected.
Yeah. It was amazing.
I'm just thinking back to that.
Incredible.
And so I think, I can't remember whether you answered the door or Phil answered the door, but I do remember somebody saying, we'd been, it's even kind of hard to think about now, we'd been praying that you'd come over. And that was just music to my ears, and I just remember literally laying down on your couch and going to sleep. And again, the folks that I had been living with were good people. It just wasn't a good fit. And so I would say probably within a day, you and Phil had the wheels in motion to take me in. Nothing like having two attorneys fighting for a kid to move in with them, huh?
Well, and I want to say, Phil, who's the father of my children, I was married to him at the time, and we're still really good friends, but we're no longer married. But Phil and I were living with my parents, and so Mom and Dad were upstairs. We had a split-level home in McLean, and Mom and Dad lived upstairs, and so did you. Shane, you had your bedroom upstairs. And then
yeah.
Phil and I and our infant daughter, Rebecca, who had just turned one, actually. In fact, your parents and sister attended her first birthday while you were in Corsica in Germany. And so we saw them just a few days before the plane crash. But anyway, my parents were upstairs, and your bedroom is upstairs, and then the rest of us were downstairs. So we were one great big happy family for 2 years, weren't we, Shane?
We were, and it was, I look back on it now, and it was really almost like a sitcom. You know, you had your mom, and I'd run into her in the hallway, you know. We had to share that bathroom, and your dad, and all his stuff, and but it was a lot of fun. I mean, it would be a great sitcom today.
Yeah, that's true. A reality show, right?
Yeah, yeah. And so
wow.
You guys were kind enough to take me in, and you became, you had Rebecca, and she was just an infant, but you became insta-parents to a 16-year-old, and I don't know what would have happened to me if you guys hadn't taken me in. And so I just want you to know how much I appreciate that, and I probably haven't told you enough what an impact that had on my life.
Well, I know for a fact that your wonderful family would have urged you to come back, as they were doing, to come back to Colorado. And Shane, you know, with your resilience, you would have been absolutely fine. But it was good for you to stay in McLean, to be able to continue at Langley High School. So can you tell us a little bit about the support you received from your friends and teachers at Langley?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, this is 20 years ago, and, you know, I don't think that anybody is ever really equipped for a tragedy like that, and we hear about them all the time on the news. But I have to say that my my school was great. I had some awesome teachers in Dave Sherritt and Arnie Goldstein, and my counselor was Mrs. Jones, Helen Jones. And I'm still connected to Mr. Sherritt via Facebook, which is kind of neat.
Well, and he lives in Lynchburg. He's, I mean, or in Forest, so he's just one town over from me now. Did you know that?
I did know that. Yeah, I saw that on his profile.
Amazing.
And he was my kind of English and I guess it was English that is the class that he taught. It was kind of an interdisciplinary class, but I was very fortunate to have great teachers that understood that I was going through something that was really difficult. I know that my junior year of high school, I basically got gentleman C's, as they called it. They didn't want to fail me, but, you know, it's not like I earned great grades that year. The school was really good. You and Phil had found me a counselor that I was reluctant to go to, but the more I look back on it, the more grateful I am that I did have those opportunities to visit. I believe his name was Larry, if I remember correctly.
Yes, it was. Larry Sides.
yeah. And but my friends and my friends' parents were great, too. You know, we went to McLean Presbyterian Church. I guess I should mention, I didn't grow up going to church. I didn't really grow up knowing the gospel or knowing anything about faith or Christ or salvation. And I can remember you and Phil gently encouraging me to go to church. And I remember one Sunday morning showdown when I wanted to stay home and do my laundry instead of going to church. You remember that?
Yes.
Yeah. But I'm grateful that you guys planted that seed, and then I met my future employer and now longtime business associate Will Armstrong by going to McLean Pres. That's where his family attended, and he was leading Young Life at Langley High School. He had just graduated from James Madison and was a banker there in McLean. And little did I know that that would have such a profound impact.
That's something.
Yeah.
Yeah, Will was a wonderful, wonderful influence on your family and on you and your family out in Colorado now still. And Langley just was the perfect place for you to be. Langley and McLean Presbyterian, Young Life. And in the bosom of our family, Shane, it was just so such a wonderful experience having you. And you had a little sister.
Yeah.
But anyway, I'd like to invite our listeners to call us with any questions you may have for our guest, Shane Phillips. You may also email your questions and comments to me at jory@joryfishercoaching.com. After this quick break, you'll hear how Shane has turned this tragedy into hope for hundreds of children, and why we entitled this show From the Ashes of Despair, Phoenix Rising. This is your host, Jory Fisher in Lynchburg, Virginia, and my guest, Shane Phillips, speaking to us from Denver, Colorado. You're listening to Heart and Soul on the Voice America Variety Channel. Stay tuned.
Ask the experts. Call toll-free right now, 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your question. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Do you long to make a difference in the lives of others? Do you feel called to something different but don't know what? If you're feeling discouraged and off purpose, consider Jory Fisher and Associates. Jory is a certified life and career coach who's trained in Tim Kelly's True Purpose Process. Her clients are professional men and women who seek meaningful work opportunities that will allow them to support their family, maintain a healthy lifestyle, and make the difference they're designed to make. Jory would love to help you find, follow, and fulfill your divine calling so that you may faithfully serve others with confidence, integrity, passion, and joy. She can help you discern your true purpose and discover how you're meant to fulfill that purpose in the marketplace. Imagine the joy and confidence you'd have knowing that you're doing what you're specifically designed to do. For more information, visit JoryFisher.com or send an email to Jory@JoryFisherCoaching.com. Jory offers specialized coaching to women, clergy, and legal professionals, so visit JoryFisher.com today.
Voice America Network proudly presents The Catherine Zox Show for women, men, children, and families. Catherine magically combines her compassion, experience, and talent to bring listeners a show that's upbeat, informative, and yes, a little sassy. Tune in every Wednesday at 7 a.m. Pacific Time, 10 a.m. Eastern, to The Catherine Zox Show on the Voice America channel.
While parenting has its joys, it's also stressful. If you'd like help finding practical solutions to the challenges you're facing, listen to Real Parents, Real Solutions with host Tony Shuda. You'll leave with options you can try with your kids right after the broadcast. Tony will interview experts and real parents for real solutions to problems that will reduce your stress and make your family happier. Call in, write in. This show is for you. Real Parents, Real Solutions airs Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Variety Channel.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain inspired really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
Listening to Heart and Soul, created and hosted by Jory Fisher. To participate in today's program, call us at 1-866-472-5788. Again, that's 1-866-472-5788. If you wish, you may also send an email to Jory@JoryFisherCoaching.com. Now, back to Heart and Soul, reflections on passion, purpose, and perseverance.
Welcome back to Heart and Soul. We've been talking with Shane Phillips, co-founder and chairman of the board of Children's Grief Education Association. So, Shane, tell us about the CGEA and how you came to get that started.
Well, thanks, Jory. The CGEA was really kind of founded out of not being able to get involved in another nonprofit. I've always kind of had a heart to work with kids, kind of given my past and what happened when I was a kid. And I worked in various different nonprofits as a volunteer in the evenings, everything from Whiz Kids Tutoring here in Denver to Big Brothers, but didn't quite find the niche that I was hoping to fill. And then there was an athlete here in Denver that lost a parent, and he started a house to help kids, you know, a place for them to go to discuss their feelings and so forth. And I volunteered there, but really felt like I could do a lot more, and wanted to join the board of directors, and I guess I wasn't important enough, or that's what his perspective was. So I thought, well, I'll just do it better. And I kind of looked at what they were doing, and I actually had their executive director join me. I said, I don't have any money, but I have a vision. And she shared that vision, and that was Mary Lyles. So Mary and I, along with our spouses, my wife Valerie and Mary's husband Don, started the CGEA 5 years ago. And our mission is to really provide children, regardless of whether or not they have money or insurance, but provide them with grief counseling, one-on-one grief counseling, group therapy, And then we really had a vision to not just do this here in Denver, but be a resource nationally and internationally. So with just an idea and a lot of hard work, in particular on Mary's part, she is actually just finished sitting for her PhD. She did her, I guess, cross-examination last week. She will be Dr. Lyles.
Great.
We kind of married my ability to raise money and my business connections with Mary's clinical expertise and started the CGEA 5 years ago.
What was Mary's inspiration for getting into this work?
Mary has worked for the last 15 years as a grief counselor and family therapist, and she had a vision, too, for wanting to serve more than just the clients that came to her office, but really being able to create a resource that could be used both here in Denver and then what we've been able to do, in reaching kids around the world. What we have here in Denver is we have a house. It's near the University of Denver campus that we rent, and it is staffed by, we have four master's degree candidates that are from various universities, Colorado Christian University, the University of Denver, Metropolitan State University. Mary supervises those counselors, and they have to do 150 hours of supervised counseling in order to get their master's degrees. And in turn, we get free counseling that we're able to offer to kids here in the metro area. So that's one leg of what we do. And then we have a website called www.childgrief.org. And if you have an opportunity to look at that website, we have a number of resources that are available. Really kind of the thought process on the website is, you know, when you hear about a coworker losing someone or maybe somebody at your church passes away, nobody ever really knows what to say to these kids. And having lived it myself, people not knowing what to say to me, and so they just wouldn't say anything. You know, we had a vision to be able to have a resource where you would know what to say. So there's PDF downloads on words that can help and words that can hurt, how to inform a child of a loss, and we give all that information away free because, again, our mission is to help a kid when they've had a loss.
Well, Shane, if we were just to use those two PDFs as an example, can you say a little bit, let's say there is somebody that we know who has lost a family member, you know, especially if that somebody is a child. What is an example of what we should say or what we shouldn't say to them?
Well, you know, often we're struck with we don't know what to say. And, you know, one thing that can help is ask, you know, if the person, if you sense that they want to talk, you know, what was your dad like? Tell me a little bit about your brother. I'm so sorry for your loss. Is there anything you want to share with me about what a special person they were? One thing you don't necessarily want to say is, you know, I know just how you feel. Or, you know, you're going to get over it, move on. You need to man up and move on with your life. Because at that moment for a child, whether they're 4 years old or 16 years old, that's all that matters to them is the person that they've lost.
Right.
I'm very comfortable talking about death and loss, and probably because, you know, I've experienced it, and then having worked with Mary to develop the CGEA, but I go out of my way when I hear about someone that's lost a loved one to try to just let them talk. A lot of times people just want to talk about it, and let them know that I'm an ear to listen. And one of the things that we've done is Mary's got an excellent document online on childgrief.org that shows how kids of different ages will grieve differently. So, you know, a 4 or 5 year old is going to not have so much of a concrete idea of what's going on, but they may act out, you know, if their father was, you know, killed in a car accident, you may see them reenacting car accidents with toys. So one of the things that we have at the Lighthouse, where we do our one-on-one counseling, is we have two play therapy rooms that are filled with all sorts of figurines and toys and vehicles. And then we have sand tray tables. And the younger kids in particular, when they come in for a counseling session, a lot of times that counseling session is just watching what the kids do, you know, especially the younger kids. The older kids will express themselves with artwork. They may, you know, draw a hospital scene, or they will share their feelings that they can't or won't say out loud, but you'll see it in artwork. And that's a great credit to Mary to have identified all of the different ways that kids grieve, and you can go right on our website and see,
wow,
you know, if you've got a child that's had a loss, you know, how are they likely to express their grief?
Mm-hmm. Well, are you able to give us an example of how CGEA has touched the life of maybe one child in particular?
Yeah, I have to be very careful because of
confidentiality.
Yeah, patient privacy. There was a story that a child did share with us when we had our fundraiser last year, and he agreed to be interviewed. He and his brother were on a go-kart, and they were hit by a person that was driving a vehicle, and his brother was killed, and this young man was, I believe he was 10 and his brother was 8. And so he started coming to the Lighthouse for counseling, as did his mom. And that's a service that we've provided, is to also, if there's a surviving parent, especially if there's a parent that's died, to try to work with that parent that's become a single parent. But in this case, he came to us for about a year, and he indicated in his interview that, you know, the CGEA and the Lighthouse really helped him deal with, you know, missing his brother and how he felt at school and how the other kids treated him. And this year, Jory, we've provided over 380 counseling sessions to the individuals and families in Denver that required help from the loss of a parent, sibling, or a grandparent.
And you help people internationally via your website, is that right?
We have. Mary has also developed a curriculum called the Compass Program, and it's a curriculum that can be used in a school or a church. And so, for example, with the Compass Program, it will take a guidance counselor, maybe that isn't trained in grief support, but is the grief support for that particular school. A counselor or a pastor can take this course online that Mary's developed, and actually use it for continuing education credits for different fields. Mm-hmm. But it will equip that professional to at least run a grief group at their school or in their church. And we've been able to use or deploy that program as far away as Africa, to Rwanda, to an orphanage that requested the program, as well as all
That's
over
wonderful.
The United States. And then in Colorado this year, we have had 70 teachers take the program just right here in Denver.
That's great. Well, we need to take a break here, but I'm wondering, so people can get more information by going to your website, childgrief.org, and
Correct.
Through that website, would they be able to help support the CGEA as well?
Absolutely, and you know, like any nonprofit, we're completely dependent on donations and gifts of charity. We have a memorial wall where you can make a donation in memory of a loved one. And then that will go up on our memorial wall. And I know that times are tight for everybody across the country, but anything that your listeners can do to help support us, go to www.childgrief.org, and we would really appreciate your support.
Thank you, Shane. Well, when we come back, we'll discuss some personal questions I have for you about your past, present, and future. This is Jory Fisher, your host, broadcasting from Lynchburg, Virginia, and my guest, Shane Phillips, speaking to us from Denver, Colorado. You're listening to Heart and Soul on the Voice America Variety Channel. Stay tuned.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Do you long to make a difference in the lives of others? Do you feel called to something different but don't know what? If you're feeling discouraged and off purpose, consider Jory Fisher and Associates. Jory is a certified life and career coach who's trained in Tim Kelly's True Purpose Process. Her clients are professional men and women who seek meaningful work opportunities that will allow them to support their family, maintain a healthy lifestyle, and make the difference they're designed to make. Jory would love to help you find, follow, and fulfill your divine calling so that you may faithfully serve others with confidence, integrity, passion, and joy. She can help you discern your true purpose and discover how you're meant to fulfill that purpose in the marketplace. Imagine the joy and confidence you'd have knowing that you're doing what you're specifically designed to do. For more information, visit JoryFisher.com or send an email to Jory@JoryFisherCoaching.com. Jory offers specialized coaching to women, clergy, and legal professionals, so visit JoryFisher.com today.
Are you destined to be an everyday change agent in your organization, your relationships, your community? Learn how to become one when you tune in to The Change Agent on the Voice America Variety Channel. Justin A. Flunder, the Chief Change Agent Leader of the Flundonian Group, will help you examine every aspect of your personal and professional life. By observing your own thoughts, words, and actions, you will become the everyday leader that you are meant to be. The Change Agent airs live Thursdays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Variety.
Can I have a price check on aisle... ma'am?
Yeah.
Don't look down, but there's a giant python wrapped around your leg.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's probably nothing.
Nothing? Shouldn't I don't know, like, call someone?
No, I don't have the time. I'm late as it is. If it keeps up, I'll have it looked at.
Are you sure? That's a pretty big snake.
No, I'm fine. Thank you, though. You're very sweet.
You wouldn't ignore this, so why ignore the signs of a stroke? If you or someone you know suddenly experiences numbness of the face, arm, or leg, or sudden trouble speaking, seeing, or walking, don't wait to get help. Call 911 right away, because time lost is brain lost. To find out more, visit www.strokeassociation.org or call 1-888-4-STROKE. This message brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Listening to Heart and Soul, created and hosted by Jory Fisher. To participate in today's program, call us at 1-866-472-5788. Again, that's 1-866-472-5788. If you wish, you may also send an email to Jory@JoryFisherCoaching.com. Now, back to Heart and Soul, reflections on passion, purpose, and perseverance.
A warm welcome back to Heart and Soul. You've been listening to Shane Phillips, who lost his dear parents, Al and Judy Phillips, and his 13-year-old sister, Mindy, in a plane crash in 1989. Shane was 16 years old at the time, And he and his family had been living just two doors up from me when this tragedy occurred. Shane, going back to that time, how did you struggle with your faith, especially right at the beginning?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, I wasn't brought up in a home where there was any sort of emphasis on any kind of faith. My parents were both brought up as Christians, but during the 60s, when my father went to Vietnam and came back, and I remember him saying, there can't be a God after what I saw there. And that was about the extent of what we had growing up. So then when I moved in with you and Phil, it was kind of the polar opposite. I mean, here you guys attended church every Sunday, you read your Bibles, you were involved in Young Life and Youth for Christ, if I remember correctly. And so it was a dramatic change for me, and it was kind of a shock to my system. And but at the same time, I had such a big void in my heart that was that God-shaped void. And at first I thought it was my family, missing them, but I soon realized that it was as much them as it was needing Jesus in my life. And I mentioned my good friend Will Armstrong. He took me to a Young Life camp, and it was about a year after the accident. We were at a Young Life camp in Maryland, and one night I finally realized that the void I was feeling was the Lord. And so I accepted the Lord there in high school. And my senior year of high school was great because what I had been fighting and the loss that I had, in a lot of ways, was healed as I started to grow in my faith. And I think, like a lot of kids, you know, my college time was somewhat rocky in terms of faith. I think it's very hard for a kid that isn't really grounded to be strong in their faith. But as I got through college and then into the working world, I was blessed to be at great places like Cherry Creek Mortgage that the Armstrongs, as I mentioned, owned, because Christ was at the center of their business and still is today. And it's interesting, I met my wife. I was invited to go to a new church by one of my coworkers at Cherry Creek. I started going to this new church, and a couple months later I met Valerie one night. It was her first night there, and I remember when she walked through the door, I knew I was going to marry her. And I was very blessed that God brought her there that night. And then, you know, today, we're very active members, as I mentioned, at St. Francis Cabrini, and it's great seeing my kids grow up from, born to, Andrew just made his first reconciliation last week, and it is really neat for me to see them have that in their life today.
Mm. Well, you've come a long way, Shane. You've come a long way. It's been a
long way from
a beautiful journey.
Wanting to do laundry on Sunday instead of going to church.
Well, Shane, we're drawing to a close of the show, and I do want the listeners to hear. I want to hear you express what your life purpose is now.
You know, I think it's kind of summed up in what I call my life verse. It's Genesis 50:20. You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives. You know, I look at my life, and I feel like I was spared for a couple of reasons, and my wife and kids really come to mind, and just what a blessing they are, how they wouldn't be here if I had been on that plane. And so I was certainly here to help bring Andrea, Annalisa, Audrey, and Aiden into the world. But I also think about the 380 kids that they don't have any idea who I am. They'll never know me. But those kids, as a result of what happened July 31st, 1989, got free grief counseling this year. And so, you know, I think that, that I'm living my purpose. I mean, we don't ever really know what our purpose is. But I hope I'm living what I should be doing, and that's helping others.
Well, you're doing a beautiful, beautiful job, Shane. And I just want to tell the world, whoever is listening to this, that it has been such a joy to be like a surrogate mom to you. You've just been incredible, and I know that Mindy, your sister, and Al and Judy, your parents, would just be so proud, or are so proud, to know what a beautiful, beautiful life you lead, and what a tremendous father you are, and husband you are. And I want to publicly thank Phil Beeson as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Phil,
sorry.
I hope you're listening out there.
For
thank you to
going along
I know
with
we
me
go,
and
but just,
opening the door.
Well, I want to publicly thank you, Jory, and Phil, and your extended families for making me a part of your family. And thanks for having me today.
Absolutely, dear. I love you. This is Jory Fisher with Heart and Soul. I invite you to listen to my archive shows, to visit my website at joryfisher.com, to visit Shane's website with the CGEA at childgrief.org. Next week, you're going to hear from my cousin Lou Kingson, who's president of one of the largest and most effective charities in the United States, Brothers Brother Foundation, which is based in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. May you all have a blessed and purposeful week, and may you enjoy a rich and wonderful holiday season. God bless you. Amen.
Thank you for joining us on Heart and Soul, Reflections on Passion, Purpose, and Perseverance. We look forward to having you back next Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time, when host Jory Fisher brings you another inspiring show. We'll see you then.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.